very comfortable, as I saw when I came up the steps and pushed the door open, again fighting the sense that I was a trespasser. ROF carpenters had been at work furnishing the stone shelf with wooden floors and paneled walls. Actually, cabinet makers was a fairer description than carpenters for avowed who chose woodworking as their avocation, and so the place was all fitted and joined to tolerances that Cord might have envied. It was mostly one great cubicle room, 10 paces square, and lined with books. To my right, a fire burned on a hearth. To my left, clear northern skylight rushed in through a bay window so large that it formed a sort of alcove, as broad, round, and comfortable as Archibald, who sat in the middle of it, reading a book so ancient he had to handle the pages with tongs. So he had not seen me tree-climbing after all. I could have slunk away. But now I was glad I hadn't. It was good to see him here.
"You could be Shoof himself," I said.
"Shh," he commanded, and looked about the place.
"People will be cross if you talk that way. All the orders must have their special hideaways. Islands of luxury that must make Saint Cardis roll over in her chalcedony sarcophagus. Pretty luxurious that, come to think of it. Come off it, as cold as hell in the winter. Hence the expression, cold as Cardis's."
"Shush," he said again. "You know, Archibald, if the Edharian chapter has a luxurious hideaway, they've yet to show it to me."
"They are the odd ones out," he said, rolling his eyes.
He looked me up and down.
"Perhaps when you have attained more seniority—"
"Well, what are you, at the age of 19?
The FAE of the reformed old Fonians? The chapter and I have become most comfortable with each other in, yes, a short time. They support my project."
"What, reconciling us with the Diolaters?
Some of the reformed old Fonians even believe in God."
"To you, Archibald?"
All right," I added,
for he was getting ready to shush me for a third time. He finally began to move. He took me on a little tour, showing me some of the artifacts of the Dowman's halcyon days, gold drinking cups and jeweled book covers now preserved under glass. I accused his order of having more of the same hidden away somewhere for drinking out of, and he blushed.
Then, as all this discussion of utensils had put him in mind of food, he shelved his book.
We left Shuf's dowman behind us and began walking back for the midday meal. We had both skipped provender, a luxury that was possible only because some younger fras had begun to spell us winding the clock a few days a week. When we gave up altogether on clock winding, which would happen in 2 or 3 years, each of us would have enough free time to settle on an avocation, something practical that one could do to help improve life at the consent. Between now and then, we had the luxury of trying different things just to see how we liked them. Fra Orlo, for example, and his ongoing conversation with the library grape. We were too far north. The grapes were not happy. But we did have a south-facing slope between the page trees and the outer wall of the consent where they deigned to grow.
"Beekeeping," Archibald said when I asked him what he was interested in.
I laughed at the image of Archibald enveloped in a cloud of bees.
"I always thought you'd end up doing indoor work," I said, "on dead things. I thought you'd be a bookbinder."
"At this time of year, beekeeping is indoor work on dead things," he pointed out. "Perhaps when the bees come out of hibernation, I won't favor it so much. How about you, Fra Erasmus?"
Though Archibald didn't know it, this was a sensitive subject. There was another reason you needed an avocation, so that if you turned out to be incapable of doing anything else, you could give up on books and chalk halls and dialogue and work as a sort of laborer for the rest of your life. It was called falling back. There were plenty of avowed like that, making food, brewing beer, and carving stone, and it was no secret who they were.
"Well, you can pick some funny thing like beekeeping," I pointed out, "and it'll never be anything more than an eccentric hobby, because you'll never need to fall back. Not unless the ROF suddenly recruits a whole lot of geniuses. For me, the odds of falling back are a little greater, and I need to pick something I could actually do for 80 years without going crazy."